I was humbled to be selected by colleagues to lead the opposition parliament. So the exercise was complete. We also selected and agreed on to the members who will lead the critical accountability committees in parliament that the opposition leads. They've also been constituted, as well as members that will represent the party on international delegation where parliament of Uganda is a member.
As now the newly chosen leader of the opposition in parliament, what makes you uniquely qualified to unite the opposition in parliament so your priorities are observed in the lawmaking body in Uganda?
I have worked with a majority of these colleagues, and I have mentored many of them. Probably they have looked at my work, my commitment, my deep understanding of the challenge at hand, and zeroed on me to lead them, and it humbles me. It's not that we had a deficit of other able leaders in the party, but for this time around, colleagues thought that I would lead the front line for the opposition parliament.
Are you going to be working with the other opposition parties, including the Forum for Democratic Change, a party that you have worked closely with for a long time, that has held leadership position of the minority in parliament for some time now?
Very true. I've worked closely with the FDC for the last 15 years, the last 10 years in parliament, but also other years outside parliament. And I have the full appreciation and admiration of their commitment. I have, and I will continue to engage in discussions formally with their leadership. We have formally contacted them to propose members we can work with on the shadow government. And we look forward, probably by end of next week, they would have given us their preferences for inclusion in the shadow government, as well as the my former party, the Democratic Party, and the Ugandan People's Congress. We look forward to working with them because the desire to form a common front needs no further explanation.
What should Ugandans expect from the leadership, the minority leadership in parliament?
I would like to assure Ugandans that ours is a front that is destined to further the frontiers of democratic space. You do realize that over the years, the regime has been working to stifle democratic space by passing legislation that makes it impossible for us to operate, by stifling opposition and buying off the opposition. We're going to do our best to try and undo some of this legislation over this common front. And we believe this front, once worked on together, we shall be able to propel the space for human rights, one of the endangered ethos of our democracy, so that over the years, as the parliament of the people, as a platform of the people's consensus, which is parliament, we are able to expand democratic space to engender an enduring democracy over the years coming for Uganda, because we are servants of the people that are suffering the effects of lack of space. The last election was a very, very tumultuous election. Lives were lost because over the years we haven't agreed on key democratic principles and variables that are acceptable in a free and democratic society. So legislation to undo some of the bad laws, as well as pushing for more liberal working space for our democracy, are enshrined.
Some people are suggesting that the minority, and for that matter, your leadership, they don't expect any significant impact in parliament due to what they say is the dominance of the ruling NRM, the NRM party in parliament. How do you respond to such expectation or lack of expectation from some supporters of the NRM?
I believe the minority presents a higher quality, and if arguments were to win the day, we probably have a better representation on that platform. Certainly, the forest majority commanded by the ruling party is a huge disadvantage and an anti-democratic number. We should try to cajole and work and speak to some of the minds in there. I know across there are some NRM people that really desire to see a better Uganda, and over the years, their numbers have not gone down, but ours have gone up too. So we shall be able to really work the files and be able to, over time, cultivate common ground for the sake of posterity and for the sake of our people.